from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Game edge. Nice start by Wheeler. Bryce with the big hit. Some good defense, including your guy Rojas last night. Hugh Douglas. So good win by the Phillies. 215-592-949 if you react to the Phillies as well as our conversation on the Eagles here. More likely to miss the playoffs or win the Super Bowl. We'll check in on our poll question. But Hugh, before the game, actually more noise was created than even during the game. And it was a good win last night because before the game, you knew Topper was going to get asked the question, what are you doing with the rotation? What's happened with Taiwan? Is he still starting against the Braves on Thursday? Here was Topper before the game announcing that Taiwan is not just going to start one more time. He's going to start Wednesday. So that's now tomorrow against the Astros. They flip-flopped him and Sanchez. Here's Topper on why he's given Taiwan another start.
But I was encouraged by his velocity. I know he threw some pitches down the middle, but he got behind as well. So, I think he deserves, because of who he is and his experience, he deserves another shot.
Are you limited with what you can do, though, with him? I mean, other than sticking with him, if you wanted to make some kind of move, are you kind of limited, do you think?
With him personally, like, I don't know what the...
With what to do with him going forward, if you wanted to make a change then.
Well, I mean, you can always make a change, but, I mean, I'm confident he's going to bounce back at this point. So, maybe not everybody is, but I am, but that's who I am.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Tried to tell y'all yesterday, y'all going to start listening to me. Now, you talk about taking a victory lap. Because Kyle was mad at me.
I'm even more mad today.
This is your
fault.
Don't be mad at me.
This is your fault.
Don't be mad at me. I tried to tell y'all. There's a monetary value that goes along with this. It's not right, but it is what it is.
Did you notice the line of questioning there?
Yes.
I felt like whoever was asking that. And they didn't come out and say, is he still starting because of his contract? But when the question was like, do you feel like you have no choice, your hands are tied?
Yeah.
And Topper, to his credit, because the manager can't go there, he kind of played dumb on it, like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah.
But that's what the question was about. Do you feel like you have to because you guys don't want to cut him and just let him loose? So what I took from yesterday was, yes, Hugh was right on this. Okay, you were right on this. I don't say it often, and certainly not about football and defense. You were right on this, but I also got the sense that this is the last shot.
That might be the case.
Now they might not DFA him like immediately, but so on. What is it? When September 1st? Is that Sunday? I think Sunday, September 1st. The rosters expand. They could add two players for the rest of the season, which would give them the avenue to just bury him. Like, just like he's on the team, but he doesn't participate anymore. Maybe he goes to the bullpen, long reliever, whatever. He doesn't have to start anymore if they don't want him to after this weekend. I also think it's noteworthy they're not starting against the Braves. Not that the Astros are a slouch. They're probably better than the Braves, but like they're not. It's not important as a game.
See, I didn't think about it like that, but you're right. Because those games are more. You need those. He was like, we're not putting you out there for that.
Yeah, go play the American League.
Can't think of his name. Who was killing him last time?
The Royals?
The Braves was hitting all those. They didn't want to put him out there for. I can't think of his name. Joe, I'm having a brain fart.
This is a Philly?
No, he's a Brave. That was killing him. Home runs.
Ozuna,
Marcel. Yeah. Couldn't think of Marcel's name.
Yeah.
They didn't want to put him out there for that.
So they'll let Yordan Alvarez hit the ball 500 feet tomorrow night against him. The one part, though, that did frustrate me is him saying he deserves another start. He does not deserve anything. We deserve the best players on the field for the Phillies in the middle of a pennant race. Kyle, does Taiwan Walker deserve another shot here?
Of course he doesn't.
Why are you asking Kyle?
I just want to know what he thinks.
What do you think I think? I don't know why anyone in the right mind, like Topper's clearly lying. He doesn't think Taiwan Walker deserves another shot. I think there's something deeper in the works here. Like he was saying, It's a money thing. I'm sure they don't want to just completely eat everything and cut the losses. But here's where I'm not letting you get away with too far with this, Hugh, because it's because he's going to get one more shot. And then what's the difference between them cutting their losses after the last start versus after the next one? They're still going to end up in a position where Taiwan Walker is useless and eating up all this money and just sitting there as a hole in this roster without being able to use it.
Let me give you an analogy that maybe
no!
you can understand.
Oh boy, here we go.
Remember we going about that plant-based butter?
How can we forget?
Nobody has forgotten that.
And I said I bought it, so I got to use it. Whether or not it was good or not, I convinced myself that it was, and so I used it until it was all gone. Kind of the same thing with Taiwan.
No.
Walker.
Okay, so I'm gonna take your analogy and spin it. Say you tried the plant-based butter, and you were like, "This is the most disgusting thing I've ever put in my mouth ever."
For it.
And you were like, I am going to give this one more try before I actually throw it away. And then you do end up throwing it away after you try it again. And you're like, nope, it's still absolutely disgusting.
We're going to get as much as we can out that plant-based.
The problem is, and this is, when these analogies come out, we really understand how Hugh's thinking. Correct me if I'm wrong, you've decided to use the plant-based butter for your oatmeal, right?
Yeah, that's it.
That's like keeping Taiwan as a long reliever. Like, we're just going to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, but he's still here.
Role.
Yeah, we're finding a role for him. And the role for the plant-based butter is oatmeal.
Now, the
it's in the trash.
Is, yeah, the Kyle and I would have thrown
now,
it away. Out, see ya.
The Irish butter now. Like we talking about an upgrade.
That's
for steaks.
Yeah.
That's for steaks and, like, choice... cuts of meat.
That's a Cy Young contender.
That's what we're talking about, that Irish butter.
All right. Well, and so I think Topper is probably lying about Taiwan. I also think he could probably spin it as he's been in the big leagues for 12 years. He deserves one more chance before we get rid of him.
Yeah.
But based on how he's pitched as a Philly, that's baloney. He doesn't deserve anything. I mean,
he's been a little bit of a child, the way that he handles certain situations this year. But it's one of those things where, like, when it's all said and done and you know, the agent's giving you calls and saying, why are you doing my client like this?
Yeah.
You can call back and say, look at what your client did to us.
Here's the real question. 10 years from now, when they have the anniversary of this team winning the World Series, they bring them all back.
He's coming back.
Is he getting booze?
No. Nobody's going to remember that.
Dude, oh. You got to.
No, I take that back. I take that back. I remember one time, man, I was with Mitch Williams, and we were doing an autograph signing. And this sweet old lady walked up to Mitch. And she told me, you got a lot of nerve coming back to Philadelphia. I was like, wow.
Oh, wow.
I'll never forget that. And I was like, whoa. She couldn't forget. She couldn't forget the wild thing and how it was. I forgot the moment, but she remembered. She recalled
the home
moment.
Run off of Joe Carter.
Man, I was like, yeah, he probably won't come back.
All right, you guys can react to the Taiwan thing. He's going to start tomorrow. Does he deserve another shot here? 215-592-949 for one more quick Phillies thing. Then back to the phones on the Eagles and your chances to guess for Hugh's clues. Phillies also made another move yesterday, and it's I think the word I would use is ominous. I'm not going to speculate because I don't think it's fair to him or just it's not fair to speculate what's going on. But they placed Jose Alvarado on the restricted list, Hugh. It's an interesting list baseball created a few years ago where you could be away for a personal matter. Now, sometimes it has been one where the player eventually is in some trouble. Sometimes it's just one where the player may be having personal issues and they need time away. So it's like, you know, go take the time and come back. It's like being supportive. It would be reckless to speculate. We're not going to.
Yeah.
But here's what I will say. When players go on this list, my experience following it is it's not usually like 2 days later they come back. Like
it's been a while. It's a while.
Something's going on. I hope he's okay. I hope, you know, people around him are okay. But when I saw that, I'm not sure Alvarado's going to be back for the stretch run. I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right, Joe, because I don't recall anybody that's been on this that I can think of. But yeah, hopefully just it's something that's not too serious.
Yeah, I think Yu Darvish was on this recently for the Padres. He just came back, but he was gone for a couple months with a family issue. So, again, we have no idea. But if you're looking for Alvarado, we might not see him for a little while here. 215-592-9494. Ex-Philly Drew Smyly was released yesterday by the Cubs. I think he could be a guy they could try to pick up to replace Alvarado. All right, back to the phones. Hughes Clues as well. We have a pair of tickets to the Eagles' official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link on September 6th. You can watch the game on the big screen live from the stadium seats. We'll be there for the pregame show. The first clue today was a child actor. And of course, the Eagles, what's more likely, a Super Bowl championship or missing the playoffs. And we do have some Eagles news as cuts are coming down. We'll pass that along here in a second. Terry is up next on WIP. Hey, Terry.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Terry, what are you thinking today?
First off, Hugh, can you hook up Joe with a couple of them gummies so we can chill him out?
I'm calm. You guys are the ones that are frustrated today.
You know what? Shut up.
I'm nice and calm, Terry.
No. We need to calm down. Why are you listening to that fool, Nick Wright? He just likes to pepper everybody up in the Philly base. You know, every year he's always got hate on us. We can be doing good. We can do bad. Never gives us any props.
So here's why I'm listening. One, I thought it was interesting. But two, I saw people reacting to it, right? I was like, oh, so what did he say? And then I listened. And I was like, well, it's not crazy what he's saying. You may disagree, Terry, but I don't think it's crazy. So obviously you think they're more likely to win the Super Bowl.
Yes, I do. They have too much talent that's rolling around this team. They got new coaches, new coordinators. Too much that's going around. And Jalen looks like he's really improved his whole offseason and into the mini camp, training camp and everything.
I agree that he has. But I do think it's fair to say we're not going to really be sure how Jalen's going to play until the real game starts.
No, and it's not going to show until we see it out on the field week one.
But the only thing about the talent thing, Terry, is they had a lot of talent last year, and they stunk for large portions of the season. I mean, are they really that much more talented this time than last year?
They are a little bit more talented. They got a lot more deep depth into that offense this year. You know, they really picked up a lot of people that can help us out. Now, yes, that offensive line does concern me a little bit, you know, not having Jason and Fletcher anymore. That's the one that does concern me. But only thing's going to tell is when we see what happens on first week or within the first couple weeks.
Yeah, I think, right. I mean, week one's going to be a big part of it, and we'll feel a certain way after the Packer game. But, yeah, you're right. The first few weeks will give us a sense here. And I hope you're right. I hope all that talent just, you know, carries them all the way. Terry, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. Who are we talking about?
Neil Patrick Harris.
It's a good answer. Neil Patrick Harris. Terry, good one. Not the right answer, but a good one. See, I think people are catching on now. That first clue really wasn't difficult.
It wasn't. They just like people like to complain.
Because people just want you to hand them the answer.
Yeah, give it to me. Give me the tickets to the Brazil game and for the Eagles watch party. So wait a minute. Are they going to put the game on the big Jumbotron?
They are.
So people get to sit in stands?
In the stadium seats. It's going to be awesome.
That's awesome. Yeah. That is pretty awesome.
Well, the other thing is rarely, if I mean, you could go to like a bar or something, but to watch an Eagles game with that many people, the only time you could do it is when they're at the link, right? Like, it's got to be a home game. So this has that like that camaraderie of a home game, but even though they're going to be in Brazil. And it is technically a home game.
Just a little piece of NFL news came in.
And we have Eagles news to hit,
yes,
too.
We do. They were experimenting with electronic down and distance preseason. That's not
going
to come
going
into the regular
back
season.
Back to the chain gang.
Back to the sticks.
Back to the chain gang. That's pretty cool.
I am pro technology to help sports, but some things just leave it alone.
I love seeing the guys run out with the sticks, man.
There's, how exciting is it when they come out and they measure it, and then
goes nuts.
If they're like, if it's a third down, awesome. Going to fourth, and they put the arm up and it's first down.
Yeah.
I need more of that.
The famous Merrill call when they stopped the Cowboys.
Yes.
Like the refs had to come out and be like, nope, that's short.
That moment, actually, grab the audio of that if you could find it. That moment would have been different if it was electronic and you just knew it was a first down, right? Like, there's something about the drama that builds. I do like that. While Kyle tries to find that, here we have a piece of Eagles news.
What
they have released John Ross. So the John Ross return or comeback story hits a little bit of a halt here. Now, I guess he could come back on the practice squad or whatever, but John Ross will not be part of the Eagles' first 53-man roster. I don't think most people thought he would, right? Maybe he flashed the first week of camp, but we haven't heard his name much in a while.
Yeah. I mean, and plus, like, I'm pretty sure that wide receiver room, man, as far as the guys that they have to cut, that's probably some tough – they probably got some tough decisions to make.
Now, well, they do, but I think yesterday was helped out because they put Anaya Smith on the IR.
Yeah.
So that felt like a real – August 53-man roster shuffle. Let's put you on the IR. Let's pretend you really hurt, and we'll kind of get you onto the practice squad that way.
I do have the Merrill.
Oh, can we hear it? Call.
It's the best.
Eagles completed it. They stop the Cowboys here. They give it to Smith. He doesn't make it. And stop him. The Eagles take over on down. The Eagles take over on down. The referees are talking. We've got the problem.
They're going to call the 2-minute warning. They're going to say it was no play. Eagles stop them once. Can they stop them again? They give it to Smith and they stop them again. And this time they can't take it away from the Eagles. The same play.
that is peak Merrill Reese. They stop him again. They stop. And then that dummy Switzer on the sideline just going for it again. That is a great call. And again, the chains part of that coming out and measuring. I like it. I know we're moving towards away from real people calling things in sports. So we're going to have robot umpires one day and all that stuff. Give me the chain gang back for another season. Andre in North Philly. What's up, Andre?
Hey, how you doing, Joe?
Good, Andre.
Hey, listen, I'm calling because I got to set you straight, man.
Okay.
I've been following since 1972. I'm 63, man. You are Nick Wright 2.0, man. Nick Wright don't do nothing but hate on the Eagles. He don't never have nothing good to say. You always putting them down. Let me tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is going to have the season of his lifetime because I've been watching him from college. Every time he just gets better and better. He listens to what he's human. He had y'all talking that crap about him. Jalen Hurts said, watch what I tell you. Jalen Hurts is going to light it up, man.
So, Andre, before you go on, and I like Hurts, and I disagree with you that I'm always hating, because 2 years ago, before most were saying it, I thought they could go to the Super Bowl. I was very high on that team 2 years ago. But you can't say Jalen gets better every year. He got worse last year.
No, but listen, the whole team got worse.
Okay.
Keystone Cops because they had no direction. They looked like they never played football before in their lives. It was mind-boggling. Now they got direction. They got competent coordinators. They want to be all right. I'm telling you, I've been following Eagles forever, and I've seen it all, man. They are going to be good. Trust what I'm telling you. Trust me.
Watch. Well, I trust you, Andre. I'm just not. I'm not sure they're going to win the Super Bowl, but I trust you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I just want to ask one quick question. So you got them winning 9 games.
Ten and seven.
Okay. But I still want to see where you find those losses at. I don't see it.
All right. Andre, let me pull up the schedule. Andre, good phone call. We appreciate it.
You think they lose to Cincinnati, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
You think they lose? I know that was one of them. They lose to Cincinnati.
All right. You want the 7 losses on the schedule? Let's find them right here. Eagles schedule 2024. 10-7. We did this. The last time we had an update on this, I guess, was around the time of the schedule release. All right. The 7 losses on the schedule. Green Bay. New Orleans.
Oh, come on, Joe. New Orleans?
It's a tough spot.
Oh.
Can I explain?
I originally had a loss to New Orleans, too, I'm done with that.
No!
Can I explain?
Okay, fine.
That is a short week road game in a dome.
Okay.
With a young center. That's a 1 o'clock road game. They play Monday night. That's a short week road game.
Yeah, but it's against the Turks.
So we're 1-2?
I know.
We're three games in, 1-2?
They go to Tampa and win to go to 2-2. They avenge the playoff loss. They beat Cleveland here. They beat the Giants. They lose to Cincinnati. There's your third loss. They'll beat Jacksonville. They'll lose in Dallas for a fourth loss. They'll lose to the Rams, 5. Baltimore, 6. And they'll lose in Washington for 7.
So between the Cowboys game and the Rams game, they got the Commodores.
They'll beat them here Thursday night.
Okay.
So they'll split with the Commanders. They'll split with the Cowboys. They'll beat the Giants twice. 7 losses. I mean, the only one that might go the other way that I see is the New Orleans one. I agree with Kyle. They're probably not a good football team. But New Orleans, when was the last time they were really bad? Maybe this
Who's
is the
quarterback?
Year.
Carr.
Yeah, hold on. They had the streak of being not like really bad because they had an actual good coach.
Dude, but even the last
Their
couple
coach
years,
doesn't even know what a metaphor is, dude.
I can't believe Dennis Allen has a job still.
Speaking.
I mean, the Breeze and Peyton carried them to the like.
No,
their
but it's
floor
been a few
was
years.
7-9 because they had a good coach and quarterback. Like now, their floor is like 2 wins.
But when the last time Breeze played?
I mean, it's been a while.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's been a while.
But it's been 4 years.
All right, but now this is probably the worst roster that they fielded in the years since.
I agree. And I have been waiting to like dismiss the Saints for a while. They've won the last 3 years 9-7-9. Right? They're usually average since Drew Brees left. And obviously before that, they were really good. I don't think that's a lock of a win on the road on a short week. You guys could tell me I'm crazy. All right, then move it up to 11 if you don't like my 10. I gave you the 7 losses. Jomar in North Philly. What's up, Jomar?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Good, Jomar. What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I don't know. Y'all driving me crazy with what y'all saying right now.
All right, how come? Tell me what you're thinking.
I don't see 7 losses, but I respect it. I just don't believe. I believe they're going to win the Super Bowl. I don't think they're going to miss the playoffs. There's no way.
See, the no way thing, that gets me. Because,
ain't no way.
Yeah, I mean.
All this talent we got.
Yeah, they had talent last year. What happened?
But you compared them to the direction. Cardinals. That's insane to have the Cardinals in the same sentence.
Cardinals are taking a big jump, Jomar. They're going to be a contender.
I believe it when I see it. But we had a bad season last year and had 11 wins. And it was a bad season.
Jomar, didn't the Cardinals come in here and push the Eagles around for three hours last December?
We fell apart. Everybody beat us after week, 12, 13.
He did push them around.
I would have went on the field and probably beat the Eagles at that point.
I think you're right on that. I think most teams would have.
But we had, like what Brandon Graham told the Bills in overtime, we have Jalen Hurts, and I believe him. Like, there's no way that I don't see us making the playoffs.
So I think you're right. And, Jomar, I have him at 10-7 and making the playoffs. I'm just saying what Nick said, what Nick Wright said everyone's mad about, I just don't think it's that crazy.
Nick Wright is a hater. The Commanders have nothing.
I disagree. Commanders are going to be a problem now. They got a quarterback.
No, I think they're going to be good, but I think they're going to be second. And I think the Cowboys will be third. I
can
no
see
way
that.
I don't see the Commanders being better than this.
Yeah, Jomar, I can see that. I can see it being Eagles, Commanders, Cowboys. I can see that. All right, Jomar, give us a guess here for Hughes Clues. What's the child actor?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Lindsay Lohan.
That's an interesting guess. She was,
She was. She did Herbie the Love Bug, and
she did another one with the parents of the
Parent Trap.
Yeah. Parent Trap. Yeah. Jomar, it's a good guess. That's not it. We appreciate the phone call, Hugh. You got people a little bit stumped on this one today. We'll give them a second clue coming up in another minute. But we await more cuts for the Eagles. So 4 o'clock today. So be listening all day, and obviously the afternoon show is going to have you right at 4 for the cutdown as the Eagles have to get this roster to 53. I wonder if there's going to be a surprise today. I wonder if they're going to move on from anyone that we're not expecting. I would think, Hugh, with the release of John Ross and with Anaya Smith going to the IR, this probably gets Paris Campbell on the team.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know Ike was a big proponent. Yeah. He wanted him here. So, yeah, that's a good move for them. Yeah.
I don't know how much Paris Campbell has. I mean, he hasn't had a very good NFL career, but he was with Sirianni from when he was a young player. That one kind of makes sense. He's a Sirianni guy. They brought him here. Don't want to just get rid of him, you know, immediately. They'll give him a chance to be on this roster. But the Dotson trade certainly changed a lot of how they're building this roster. All right, let's do this quickly before, you know, I don't like, it's not good for anyone if Cowboy Jim is, you know, I'm agreeing with him. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Hey, I'm going to do Hughes Clues first because before you hang up on me. Pappy Faulkner. Do you know who Pappy Faulkner is?
No, of course not.
No, he played Bigfoot as a child in a movie.
I did not know that.
You're tying it all together here. All right, Cowboy Jim, what do you got?
All right, you should be panicking. Look at your poll yesterday. 60% said, yeah, you cannot dismiss the Cowboys.
Oh, I've done that already.
CeeDee Lamb has been signed. Thank you. I told you that was going to happen. And you still have a quarterback that can't read a blitz. You run an all-out blitz against him, and he panics. That's your issue, a quarterback that can't read the blitz. So you should be worried. And Jerry Jones is a genius.
He is
a genius.
Absolute glory hole.
He's so cooked, Jim, it's sad to watch. The guy is cooked.
Aren't you going to what are you going to do about Jalen? Jalen can't do that.
Jalen's
got to
play
that?
Well. Well, that's enough, Jim. Jalen's got to play better. I mean, I think we'd all agree with that, right? Jalen has to play better?
Yes, he does. I just can't wait. Like seriously, all jokes aside, I just can't wait for Jerry to have his senior moment and it just all come
apart. You mean like the senior moment? Where
it's got to be happening sooner than later, right?
He's about to have a senior.
He kind of popped off yesterday.
He did pop off, and he used a lot of colorful language. It won't be long now. When he has his senior moment, and I'm going to sit here. I like to take victory lap on petty stuff like that. Yeah. I'll take a victory. He's going to pop
Hughes off. Huge victory laps. Johan Rojas, Taiwan Walker, and Jerry Jones canceling himself.
He's going to pop off.
Here's the question. What's the forum that Jerry, if this happens, right? You've been calling this for a while, Hugh, that Jerry's going to say something that he's going to get himself canceled because he forgets what company he's in, all right? Is it going to be a post-game scrum? Is it going to be a regular news conference with a lot of people, a lot of cameras, or his weekly hit on the sports talk station down there?
You know what's funny? I was thinking the weekly hit, but the thing about the weekly hit is, like, I guess because when you do it on the app, you can't dump the app.
Are you saying that so 105.3 The Fan is the station?
Yes.
They would dump it.
Yes.
Right, like if he says something wrong, they're going to protect themselves and him by dumping it.
Yeah, but you can't dump the app, though, can you? Because people still hear it.
Plus, it based on the context, everyone could figure out what it's dumped.
Yes, yeah. I think it's going to be something like that. Because he's very – like, when you listen to the conversations that he's had with those guys over the last few years, he's very, very comfortable.
That's when it's going to happen.
And that's usually when it happens. When you're comfortable in the setting – because there's been a couple times, like, since I've been working with you guys, I've had to self-edit. You know what I mean? Or you do a pivot, and he's gonna be so comfortable. They're gonna ask him something, and he's gonna say something. They're gonna be like, "Wow!" Mm. And the producer, they're gonna be in it. Like, dude, dump that, and it's gonna be too.
I think it's gonna be somebody recording him trying to catch him. That's my bold prediction.
Well, if I had a guess, that probably wouldn't be hard.
They're gonna catch him while he's comfortable putting salt on his McGriddle. And yeah. he's gonna be nice and loose.
Pouring his third whiskey in the morning. Yeah. 215-592.
Third whiskey in the morning is crazy.
94-94. All right, the King of Dopes joins us next to weigh in on all this with the Eagles. We'll see if Howard is ready to clear the Phillies back. I mean, 8 out of 10 when Taiwan's not starting is pretty darn good. He recently declared the season over. Plus a second Hughes clue in all your phone calls. 215-592-949 for a midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Yeah, that's right. We're riding with the king here. Sports Radio 94 WIP Midday Show. And joining us right now, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill, is Howard Eskin. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy draft or need catering for it, make it McGurk's. It's that time of the year. We're getting close to the start of the NFL season. A week from tomorrow, the Ravens and the Chiefs kick it off. And then, of course, the Eagles Packers on Friday night. Howard, how are we doing today?
Howard.
We're doing great, and I just want to mention, and I don't know how much you guys care, but Thursday is an anniversary day. 38 years ago on Thursday, WIP did their first sports talk show.
Oh, wow.
August 29th, 1986. I was lucky enough, and I'll say lucky enough to have done that show, and look what's happened since. We got nitwits and we got dopes.
So this is all your fault, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not going to take. I'm going to only take responsibility for the good,
okay,
not for the bad. But it's. but I always look at that date and I always think back to that first time. So it's fun for me to think back, but and there's a lot of people that have come through the station, but we are, you know, tremendous and bigger and better since that day 38 years ago on August 29th.
Howard, that day when you did that first show, did you have any idea it would become what it's become and last and grow to what it became? Like, did you think it was possible, or were you just like, hey, let's try this, see what happens?
You know, it's kind of interesting when I think back on that. I had done sports talk at an FM station before that. So that's why the general manager at that time asked me if I would do it, because he wanted to make it a sports station. So did I know it would be this big? No. But I had a lunch with a guy that was that worked with Ed Snyder on buying radio stations. He had owned another radio station in town. And we had lunch. It was about a two-hour meeting. He says, do you think WIP could make it? And it wasn't that day, but it was shortly after that. I says, yeah, I really do. He says, and after that meeting, he says, I'm going to ask Ed Snyder to buy the radio station, which they did, which is kind of interesting too. And then, you know, from that point, they were sold multiple times. But nonetheless, I believe after we did it, and then other shows started to come along, after we did it, I really did believe it would be successful. I really did.
Well, it has. It has. And we're all here in part because of what you guys built in the beginning. Howard, cut down day today. It's a big day. Eagles have to have this roster set 53 by 4 o'clock. Let me throw this name at you, Howard. James Bradbury. Do you think he'll be here at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I do. I do. And money probably plays into it. Remember, teams can make trades shortly after. Now, when you look at that position in the defensive backfield, I don't think Sidney Brown will be on the 53-man to start the season. Although I believe he looks healthy when I see him just running around at times. Now, he's not on the football field during practice. Well, he's on the football field but not practicing with them. But the bye week is after the fourth game, I believe. And I think it gives him some opportunity to play with the roster, if in fact Sidney Brown is on whatever injured list he's on, to be on that list until that time. That gives him room in the defensive backfield. Their roster cuts are not easy. I mean, the ones that have happened so far, you know, I don't think there's any real surprises. And I saw where Jenkins, the tight end, was cut. I don't know if it was Mike or Merrill that were really excited about the way he played in the last preseason game. But you can't keep everybody. It's just hard, and everybody goes through the same thing. The Eagles are interesting because a lot of teams have made a lot of cuts already. The Eagles kind of sit back, and they wait, and they see what's going on. And obviously, they're trying to make trades with some of the players that aren't going to make the team. But some of these players are going to be back on the practice squad. But they're going to be tough. We're going to have a surprise, and I can't figure out, but I don't think it's going to be Bradbury, and I don't know if that would be a surprise. I can't figure out who the surprise is going to be. Somebody's not going to be on this team, and we're going to say, wow, I thought he would make the team. I just don't know who that is, because it's special teams is interesting, because Cooper DeJean now eventually, and Kobe's Brenton Covey is going to be the punt returner. However, they have a lot of people that can return kickoffs. Now that kickoffs are a thing, I don't know. That's going to be how many guys can they keep? Can they also play special teams? Mm. And when you kind of think about that, you know, who can play special teams? It's like Isaiah Rodgers. I still think he's going to be strongly in the mix at one of the corner spots, but he is a good kick returner, a kickoff returner. The special teams will be really interesting how they shuffle that around. And if a player can't play special teams at another and plays another position, then maybe that player doesn't make that team because of that, because they really do have some good special teams people.
Howard, we were just talking earlier about how some of the strengths of this team, the skill players on the offense and the new defensive backs, it's all really good, but there's some questions in areas we don't usually have questions, like mm-hmm. the right guard spot now with Becton, and especially, Howard, the pass rush. Do you think they have enough pass rush here, Howard? There's questions on if they have enough coming off the edge. They hope Bryce Huff. They hope on Nolan Smith. What do you think after watching them this summer? Do they have enough pass rush?
I think Vic Fangio will create that pass rush with the way he plays his defense with the disguises. And you heard Mailata, I think it was last week, he talked about, you know, he really does a good job with disguising the defense. You worry about the edge rushers, but I don't worry about the sacks. I think the sacks are going to be kind of what they were previously, but from different people. Because I think Vic Fangio is going to find a way to make that happen. We know their defense is better. We know their linebackers are better. We know they're at corner they're going to be better. So, and safety, if Avante Maddox stays healthy, or not, but the defensive backfield, you know, slot, corner, whatever, they're going to be better. They're going to be better. And I just don't know. He's going to send people from all over the place. So, and Isaiah Rodgers, it'd be interesting. He's corner blitzed, I think, a few times in the preseason. Isaiah Rodgers is so fast, I wouldn't be shocked to see him go after people too because of his speed. So, I the edge rushers you worry about, but I don't worry about the sacks because I think it's going to come from other places. That's the way I look at it.
You know what, Howard? I'm kind of curious. How do you think Nolan Smith is going to contribute when you talk about his contribution to this football team?
You know, he's got the energy when he speaks, but he's got to do better things on the football field. He's got to be in the mix somewhere because he's athletically he's too good not to be. It's hard to figure out. You know, remember when they play in the preseason, they're not playing against the starters. That's another thing. So he made, I remember, what, one sack or 1.5 sacks. I just don't know if that's going to happen during the regular season. I like him because I think he can be a very physical player, mm-hmm. But he's got to do the right things. Like everybody, but he's got to do the right things.
Howard, let's jump to the Phillies here. They have won 8 of 12 now, 8 of 10, if you take out the Taijuan Walker starts last couple weeks. Are you ready to say the Phillies are back?
Were those 8 of 10? Was Washington in that?
They were, yes. Washington was. Well, in the last two series, I mean, the Royals are good, and the Astros are obviously very good.
Yeah, the Royals are good. And, yeah, I mean...
Are you ready to say they're back? They're out of the poor play we saw for a month and a half, 2 months.
Well, they can't be as bad as they were. They were, the third worst team in baseball since the All-Star break. They can't be that bad because they're a good team. But I don't think they're out of the woods yet. And the way I look at it, it's not about making the playoffs. It's not about winning the division. Again, you know, this magic number nonsense. Who cares about them? They're going to win the division.
26, Howard.
Who cares? And they're going to win the division. But it's what can they do in the playoffs? And the team right now, I mean, last night, they struggled to score runs again. Bryce Harper got a big hit, but I'll never forget what he told me. When he hits the ball on the ground to the right side, it's not a good swing. Now, to his credit, that's what he told me, because I asked him about the shift. It was in regard to the shift. what he tried to do, I think, is move the runners. So at least he's smart enough, and he should be a good enough hitter, which I think he is, to move the runners to hit the ball to the right side. So I give him credit, and it turned into a base hit. But I want to see them do it offensively for more than just those two games in Kansas City. And Taijuan Walker, the reason he's pitching is because, can you tell me who else would be in the starting rotation?
Well, Kobe Allard just came up on Sunday at Pittsburgh.
Kobe Allard, stop.
Oh, he's better than Taijuan.
He's pitched like five times, I think, right?
Yeah, probably about that. Yeah, would you rather throw him or Taijuan Walker?
I'd rather throw you than Taijuan.
Well, that's the point.
I'd rather throw you, Douglas, and that would be an embarrassment.
I got a little bit of arm over here, too, though, bro.
He did see his first pitch, yeah.
I got some velocity.
Yeah, you got wait a minute. The velocity was up on Taijuan.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
It's still not good enough, especially because his location is always, not always, but many times is poor. And I think that was Rob Thompson that made that decision. All this nonsense. Well, was it Dombrowski? Was it Middleton? Middleton doesn't make that decision. Dombrowski talks to Rob Thompson. The manager has to make the decision. Otherwise, the manager might as well just quit. You know, you talk to him. You know, what are our options? What can we do? But what can they do? Don't give me out.
Well, they could DFA him. They could get rid of him. What do you mean they could do?
No, they're not going to get rid of him. In the offseason, that's when they think about that. You just have an arm out there. Hey, listen, rather than Stubbs, I'd rather see Taijuan Walker.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of close these days. I mean, it's not that different. All right, Howard.
And the other thing. You know, the other thing you got to think about. You know, they scored 11 runs against the Royals on, what was it, Sunday?
And Saturday, yeah, both.
Never in his career again. And I like Stubbs. Good guy, personality. Is he ever going to get four hits in a game? Ever.
Probably not. He was robbed from the cycle when he got hit by that pitch. He was robbed because he was going for it. He was trying to lift that out.
I'm going to give you one other thing, and you guys were talking about the chains because you want to see the electronic.
No, I like the chain gang. I want to keep that.
Okay. Well, the reason the electronic, and it's going to happen, is because all the stadiums are not, and they can't get them all set up for the electronic chains.
So eventually we'll get there, eventually?
Oh, there's no question. And I like the chains, too. And I'll give you a quick story. Andy Reid one time, when he was the coach, I'm standing on the sidelines, and Andy saw everything. And Andy tripped over the chain. And somebody next to me laughed, and I laughed. And Andy says to me, "You laugh again, you're back up in the press box."
Did you stop laughing?
I'm sure you did.
That's a good story. Howard, we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right.
There he goes. Howard Eskin, a total dope there. What a lot to say. And he thinks that was Rob Thompson's call to keep Taijuan. It sounds like Howard's kind of a Taijuan Walker guy. I don't know. You and Howard there, Hugh.
No, I'm not a Taijuan Walker guy. I just understand how the money goes.
Yeah, you might as well have his jersey at this point. I mean, you're a Taijuan guy.
Tobias Harris.
Yeah,
you're just an apologist.
You see how expensive those jerseys are? No, I just follow the money. I just find the irony of the money a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
what does your heart tell you?
Throw the money in the trash.
See, sometimes your heart will get you in trouble, Kyle.
Sometimes the money will get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah, but the money.
In this case, the money is getting them in trouble.
A lot of trouble. Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, here's what we have. We'll get back to the phones here in just 1 second. All your calls on the Eagles, more likely Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. And, of course, the Taijuan Walker thing. Nice Phillies win last night. Does Taijuan deserve another shot in the rotation? I don't think so, but the Phillies are giving him one. We also have this pair of tickets. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link. So our first clue this morning was this human being was a child actor. Clue number two from Hugh Douglas.
I get to give another clue.
Yeah.
All right, then let me see. Let me look at these list of clues that I have and give you a good one. He played the son of an iconic American character.
Ah, this is a good clue. Now you got to put your thinking cap on here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thinking cap, and you'll get this one. All right, this actor played the son of an iconic American character. Back to the phone lines here, and we have Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up,
good, Will? What's up?
All right, man. Listen, can I ask, are y'all going to stay on the bus now or what?
The Phillies bus?
Probably not.
Absolutely.
I'm planning on it, unless they lose four in a row, and then I'm going to need to stop.
Come on,
man. I'm planning on it, Will.
No, man, because you know what, man? We got to keep Taiwan, man. You know why? Because he's a part of the team. He's a part of the energy right now. So we got to keep him. We don't have to play him, but we just got to keep him. That's all.
So just bury him in the bullpen?
There you go. That's it. You know what I mean? But we want to keep him here just for the energy that we have right now. All right. And with these Eagles, man, like I said, 9-7-1, man. That's what it's going to be because, like, a lot of people keep saying, oh, how good the Eagles are. Look how we rebuilt. Man, this is a good team. Guess what? There's a lot of other teams that's rebuilding, and they're pretty damn good, too. But the whole thing is, especially with this, with all this, what we have, these weapons, if we're not able to execute these weapons, it don't mean anything. So the whole thing is, are they going to be able to execute and have these weapons, you know, put to use the right way, or are we going to see the same type of season where we're barely winning each game, and then we have a good record, and then can't go nowhere after that?
Tell Hugh over here. He keeps telling me about weapons. I'm going to make sure we're blocking for the quarterback to get the ball out of his hands.
I mean, we're going to block for him.
How about that right guard spot? That right guard spot?
I'm not worried about the guard.
How about the blitz? The blitz, Hugh.
We got weapons for that.
We had weapons last year.
Yeah, we got better weapons now. We got better.
But you know what I really wish? I really wish they would have worked on Jalen, like, reading defense a little better this offseason. You know, as far as his, you know, his fundamental game, like, he's great with it. You know what I'm saying? But that's, like, one of the biggest keys that he needs to add into his arsenal. And once he do that, man, he might be an unstoppable
player. Yeah, and I'm sure they have. It's just a matter of we're not really going to know until it's real, right? Like, they could drill him.
Till we see
it. Yeah, and they could practice it. But unless he feels like he's actually going to get hit, that's when it's real. And we'll see, does he bail the pocket? Does he stay in there? Does he get to his check? We'll see it all. All right, Will, what are you thinking here? Child actor.
All right, since I boozed out yesterday, I'm going to try and think like you thinking again. All right, now, you just mentioned this, you know, this new movie came out, and it was like a childhood actor in it. So I'm thinking maybe you lead to that point. So how about Haley Joel Osment?
Yes. Yes. You nailed it, Will. You got it. Will's good at Hugh's
I'm
clues.
I'm surprised. Will's starting to think like me a little bit.
I know. Well, unfortunately, if the whole audience does, we're all in trouble here. If everyone starts thinking like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of people out there.
I'm starting to convert some people, though.
Will, good stuff, man. You got the tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch the Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers live from the stadium seats. So you watched another movie with Haley Joel Osment last night?
I went to the movies last night, right? And I saw what was it called?
You tell me. You went
Blink Twice. Horrible movie.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, but it was funny because Haley Joel Osment is in a movie and he looks exactly like he did when he was a little boy, but he has a beard.
When you brought it up this morning, I googled him, right? And I mean it's a carbon copy of him in The Sixth Sense, yeah. Except he's just got a beard now.
He's a little chunky. He's a little chunky, but man, he looks just like he did when he was a little boy, like somebody just painted a beard on his face.
So to go back to the last clue you gave, he played Forrest Gump Jr.
Yeah.
In Forrest Gump.
I didn't know that. When you told me, I was like, seriously? And then I had to look it up, but yeah.
Remember at the end, Jenny's like, this is your son. And
yeah,
then, man.
But I remember that scene, but yeah. I don't remember his face. So yeah, I remember, and the next clue would have been like some Sixth Sense. You know, he was in the Sixth Sense here. They shot that here in Philly, right?
Well, that's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and he's a local guy.
Yeah.
Well, it kind of slipped my mind they did it here. But that was kind of peak Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize he was still acting until you said you saw a movie with him last night.
Man, the movie was, it was called Blink Twice.
It had
Channing Tatum.
Yeah, was it a good movie?
Nah. I didn't like it because, to be honest, I'm going to be full transparent. I think it made women look bad. Mm. I really do. I think that the premise of the movie, I understand that this was Zoe Kravitz, you know, first directing debut, Lenny Kravitz's daughter. But I just think the premise of the movie really made women look shallow. I really do. And it was bad. When you watch, if you've seen it, like, I'm curious to know what you think. I just thought it was bad. I thought it was a bad look.
Well, I'm glad you went to see it because it spurred on today's Hughes Clues.
Yes.
That's all that matters here. The fact that we thought of Haley Joe Osment because of that. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you help it. I want to give everyone the early poll results. First half of the show today on today's discussion.
I feel good about this.
I mean, you got a lot of people out there thinking like Hugh Douglas. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So early on in the show today, are the Eagles more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs? 68% believe the Eagles are more likely to win the Super Bowl than miss the playoffs.
You know what? I just want to thank the people for listening to me for this whole year.
Is this an acceptance speech?
Yeah. I'm just saying, listen to me for the whole year and starting to realize that even though it's a little bit, I have some abstract thinking, I know what I'm talking about.
And they start to believe me.
You ain't got to play them cuts.
Whatever you want to call it.
You ain't got to play them. They're starting to hear what I'm saying, Joe, and they understand exactly what I'm saying.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
what we're saying?
Okay.
Plant-based, rise up. The plant-based people, rise it up. Eminominy.
Well, now that you gave your acceptance speech, then let me put you back in your place a little bit. Who would win in a foot race, Hugh Douglas or Kyle Schwarber? You're getting rocked. 88%. Who's voting for the modern day Hugh Douglas against
Schwarber?
It's
people voting with their heart, not their head.
Well, that's
what we
polls.
Do. That's what we do
polls.
Here in Philly. That's what we do.
So we're throwing logic straight out the window?
Out the window.
I guess that is what we do on this show. All right, coming up. There was a story yesterday at The Athletic. They did their quarterback tiers, right? So it's not just a ranking of the quarterbacks, but tiers. Tier one, tier two. So we'll tell you where Jalen Hurts came in, but then we'll let you listen to or hear some of the quotes in there about Jalen Hurts. The people that were commenting on him, they spilled their beans. I mean, they said what they thought about Jalen Hurts and where he is the quarterback.
They kept it a bean.
They did keep it a bean. We'll read that to you next. 215-592-9494. Plus, Baldy was asked this morning to rank a group of four quarterbacks, including Jalen. Where did he put him? We'll play that next as well, right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are heading into the most wonderful time of the year, football season, everybody. And what's on my menu for football season? You know, pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield.
Yeah, that's right. We're riding with the king here. Sports Radio 94 WIP Midday Show. And joining us right now, sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill, is Howard Eskin. If you're looking for a spot to host your fantasy draft or need catering for it, make it McGurk's. It's that time of the year. We're getting close to the start of the NFL season. A week from tomorrow, the Ravens and the Chiefs kick it off. And then, of course, the Eagles-Packers on Friday night. Howard, how are we doing today?
Howard.
We're doing great, and I just want to mention, and I don't know how much you guys care, but Thursday is an anniversary day. 38 years ago on Thursday, WIP did their first sports talk show.
Oh, wow.
August 29th, 1986. I was lucky enough, and I'll say lucky enough to have done that show, and look what's happened since. We got nitwits and we got dopes.
So this is all your fault, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not going to take. I'm going to only take responsibility for the good,
okay,
not for the bad. But it's. but I always look at that date and I always think back to that first time. So it's fun for me to think back, but and there's a lot of people that have come through the station, but we are, tremendous and bigger and better and since that day 38 years ago on August 29th.
Howard, that day when you did that first show, did you have any idea it would become what it's become and last and grow to what it became? Like, did you think it was possible or were you just like, hey, let's try this, see what happens?
You know, it's kind of interesting when I think back on that. I had done sports talk at an FM station before that. So that's why the general manager at that time asked me if I would do it because he wanted to make it a sports station. So did I know it would be this big? No. But I had a lunch with a guy that was that worked with Ed Snyder on buying radio stations. He had owned another radio station in town. And we had lunch. It was about a two-hour meeting. He says, do you think WIP could make it? And it wasn't that day, but it was shortly after that. I says, yeah, I really do. He says, and after that meeting, he says, I'm going to ask Ed Snyder to buy the radio station, which they did, which is kind of interesting, too. And then, you know, from that point, they were sold multiple times. But nonetheless, I believed after we did it, and then other shows started to come along, after we did it, I really did believe it would be successful. I really did.
Well, it has. It has. And we're all here in part because of what you guys built in the beginning. Howard, cut down day today. It's a big day. Eagles have to have this roster set 53 by 4 o'clock. Let me throw this name at you, Howard. James Bradberry. Do you think he'll be here at 4 o'clock?
Yeah, I do. I do. And money probably plays into it. Remember, teams can make trades shortly after. Now, when you look at that position in the defensive backfield, I don't think Sidney Brown will be on the 53-man to start this season. Although I believe he looks healthy when I see him just running around at times. Now he's not on the football field during practice, or he's on the football field but not practicing with them. But the bye week is after the fourth game, I believe. And I think it gives him some opportunity to play with the roster if, in fact, Sidney Brown is on whatever injured list he's on. To be on that list until that time, that gives him room in the defensive backfield. Their roster cuts are not easy. I mean, the ones that have happened so far, you know, I don't think there's any real surprises. And I saw where Jenkins, the tight end, was cut. I don't know if it was Mike or Merrill that were really excited about the way he played in the last preseason game. But you can't keep everybody. It's just hard, and everybody goes through the same thing. The Eagles are interesting because a lot of teams have made a lot of cuts already. The Eagles kind of sit back, and they wait, and they see what's going on. And obviously, they're trying to make trades with some of the players that aren't going to make the team. But some of these players are going to be back on the practice squad. But they're going to be tough. We're going to have a surprise, and I can't figure out, but I don't think it's going to be Bradberry, and I don't know if that would be a surprise. I can't figure out who the surprise is going to be. Somebody's not going to be on this team, and we're going to say, wow, I thought he would make the team. I just don't know who that is, because it's special teams is interesting, because Cooper DeJean now eventually, and Kobe's, Brenton Covey is going to be the punt returner. However, they have a lot of people that can return kickoffs. Now the kickoffs are a thing. I don't know. That's going to be how many guys can they keep? Can they also play special teams? And when you kind of think about that, you know, who can play special teams? It's like Isaiah Rogers. I still think he's going to be strongly in the mix at one of the corner spots, but he is a good kick returner, a kickoff returner. The special teams will be really interesting how they shuffle that around. And if a player can't play special teams at another and plays another position, then maybe that player doesn't make that team because of that, because they really do have some good special teams people.
Howard, we were just talking earlier about how some of the strengths of this team, the skill players on the offense and the new defensive backs, it's all really good, but there's some questions in areas we don't usually have questions, like the right guard spot now with Becton, and especially, Howard, the pass rush. Do you think they have enough pass rush here, Howard? There's questions on if they have enough coming off the edge. They hope Bryce Huff. They hope on Nolan Smith. What do you think after watching them this summer? Do they have enough pass rush?
I think Vic Fangio will create that pass rush with the way he plays his defense with the disguises. And you heard Mailata, I think it was last week, he talked about, you know, he really does a good job with disguising the defense. You worry about the edge rushers, but I don't worry about the sacks. I think the sacks are going to be kind of what they were previously, but from different people. Because I think Vic Fangio is going to find a way to make that happen. We know their defense is better. We know their linebackers are better. We know they're at corner they're going to be better. So, and safety, if Avonte Maddox stays healthy, or not, but the defensive backfield, you know, slot, corner, whatever, they're going to be better. They're going to be better. And I just don't know. He's going to send people from all over the place. So, and Isaiah Rogers, it'd be interesting. He's corner blitzed, I think, a few times in the preseason. Isaiah Rogers is so fast. I wouldn't be shocked to see him go after people too because of his speed. So I the edge rushers you worry about, but I don't worry about the sacks because I think it's going to come from other places. That's the way I look at it.
You know what, Howard? I'm kind of curious. How do you think Nolan Smith is going to contribute when you talk about his contribution to this football team?
You know, he's got the energy when he speaks, but he's got to do better things on the football field. He's got to be in the mix somewhere because he's athletically he's too good not to be. It's hard to figure out. You know, remember when they play in the preseason, they're not playing against the starters. That's another thing. So he made one sack or one and a half sacks. I just don't know if that's going to happen during the regular season. I like him because I think he can be a very physical player,
mm-hmm.
But he's got to do the right things. And that like everybody, but he's got to do the right things.
Howard, let's jump to the Phillies here. They have won 8 of 12 now, 8 of 10 if you take out the Taijuan Walker starts the last couple weeks. Are you ready to say the Phillies are back?
Were those 8 of 10? Was Washington in that?
They were, yes. Washington was. Well, in the last two series, I mean, the Royals are good, and the Astros are obviously very good.
Yeah, the Royals are good. And, yeah, I mean...
Are you ready to say they're back? They're out of the poor play we saw for a month and a half, 2 months.
Well, they can't be as bad as they were. They were, the third worst team in baseball since the All-Star break. They can't be that bad because they're a good team. But I don't think they're out of the woods yet. And the way I look at it, it's not about making the playoffs. It's not about winning the division. Again, now this magic number nonsense. Who cares about them? They're going to win the division.
26, Howard.
Who cares? And they're going to win the division. But it's what can they do in the playoffs? And the team right now, I mean, last night, they struggled to score runs again. Bryce Harper got a big hit, but I'll never forget what he told me. When he hits the ball on the ground to the right side, it's not a good swing. Now, to his credit, that's what he told me, because I asked him about the shift. It was in regard to the shift. What he tried to do, I think, is move the runners. So at least he's smart enough, and he should be a good enough hitter, which I think he is, to move the runners to hit the ball to the right side. So I give him credit, and it turned into a base hit. But I want to see them do it offensively for more than just those two games in Kansas City. And Taijuan Walker, the reason he's pitching is because, can you tell me who else would be in the starting rotation?
Well, Kobe Allard just came up on Sunday at Pittsburgh.
Kobe Allard, stop.
Oh, he's better than Taijuan.
He's pitched like five times, I think, right?
Yeah, probably about that. Yeah. Would you rather throw him or Taijuan Walker?
I'd rather throw you than Taijuan.
Well,
Walker.
That's the point.
I'd rather throw you, Douglas, and that would be an embarrassment.
I got a little bit of arm over here, too, though, bro.
He did see his first pitch,
I got some velocity.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. The velocity was up on Taijuan.
Oh, yeah. That's wonderful.
It's still not good enough, especially because his location is always, not always, but many times is poor. And I think that was Rob Thompson that made that decision. All this nonsense. Well, was it Dombrowski? Was it Middleton? Middleton doesn't make that decision. Dombrowski talks to Rob Thompson. The manager has to make the decision. Otherwise, the manager might as well just quit. You know, you talk to him. You know, what are our options? What can we do? But what can they do? Don't give me out.
Well, they could DFA him. They could get rid of him. What do you mean they could do?
No, they're not going to get rid of him. In the offseason, that's when they think about that. You just have an arm out there. Hey, listen, rather than Stubbs, I'd rather see Taijuan Walker.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of close these days. I mean, it's not that different. All right, Howard.
And the other thing. You know, the other thing you got to think about. You know, they scored 11 runs against the Royals on, what was it, Sunday?
And Saturday, yeah, both.
Never in his career again. And I like Stubbs. Good guy, personality. Is he ever going to get four hits in a game? Ever.
Probably not. He was robbed from the cycle when he got hit by that pitch. He was robbed because he was going for it. He was trying to lift that out.
I'm going to give you one other thing, and you guys were talking about the chains because you want to see the electronic.
No, I like the chain gang. I want to keep that.
Okay. Well, the reason the electronic, and it's going to happen, is because all the stadiums are not, and they can't get them all set up for the electronic chains.
So eventually we'll get there, eventually?
Oh, there's no question. And I like the chains, too. And I'll give you a quick story. Andy Reid one time, when he was the coach, I'm standing on the sidelines, and Andy saw everything. And Andy tripped over the chain. And somebody next to me laughed, and I laughed. And Andy says to me, "You laugh again, you're back up in the press box."
Did you stop laughing?
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
I'm sure you did. That's a good story. Howard, we'll talk to you next week, all right?
All right.
There he goes. Howard Eskin, a total dope there. What a lot to say. And he thinks that was Rob Thompson's call to keep Taiwan. It sounds like Howard's kind of a Taiwan Walker guy. I don't know. You and Howard there, Hugh.
No, I'm not a Taiwan Walker guy. I just understand how the money goes.
Yeah, you might as well have his jersey at this point. I mean, you're a Taiwan guy.
Tobias Harris.
Yeah, you're just
an apologist.
You see how expensive those jerseys are? No, I just follow the money. I just find the irony of the money a big deal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What does your heart tell you, Hugh?
Throw the money in the trash.
See, sometimes your heart will get you in trouble, Kyle.
Sometimes the money will get you in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, but the money.
In this case,
volume.
The money is getting them in trouble.
A lot of trouble. Yes. All right, 215-592-9494. All right, here's what we have. We'll get back to the phones here in just one second. All your calls on the Eagles, more likely Super Bowl or miss the playoffs. And, of course, the Taiwan Walker thing. Nice Phillies win last night. Does Taiwan deserve another shot in the rotation? I don't think so, but the Phillies are giving him one. We also have this pair of tickets. Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link. So our first clue this morning was this human being was a child actor. Yeah. Clue number two from Hugh Douglas.
I get to give another clue.
Yeah.
All right, then let me see. Let me look at these list of clues that I have and give you a good one. He played the son of an iconic American character.
Ah, this is a good clue. Now you got to put your thinking cap on here.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thinking cap, and you'll get this one. All right, this actor played the son of an iconic American character. Back to the phone lines here, and we have Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What's up,
good, Will? What's up?
All right, man. Listen, can I ask, are y'all going to stay on the bus now or what?
The Phillies bus?
Probably not.
Absolutely.
I'm planning on it unless they lose four in a row, and then I'm going to need to stop.
Come on.
I'm planning on it, Will.
No, man, because you know what, man? We got to keep Taiwan, man. You know why? Because he's a part of the team. He's a part of the energy right now. So we got to keep him. We don't have to play him, but we just got to keep him. That's all.
So just bury him in the bullpen?
There you go. That's it. You know what I mean? But we want to keep him here just for the energy that we have right now. All right. And with these Eagles, man, like I said, 9-7-1, man. That's what it's going to be because, like, a lot of people keep saying, oh, how good the Eagles are. Look how we rebuilt. Man, this is a good team. Guess what? There's a lot of other teams that's rebuilding, and they're pretty damn good, too. But the whole thing is, especially with all this, what we have, these weapons, if we're not able to execute these weapons, it don't mean anything. So the whole thing is, are they going to be able to execute and have these weapons, you know, put to use the right way, or are we going to see the same type of season where we're barely winning each game, and then we have a good record, and then can't go nowhere after that? You know
tell Hugh over here. He keeps telling me about weapons. I'm going to make sure we're blocking for the quarterback to get the ball out of his hands.
I mean, we're going
to
block for him.
How about that right guard spot? That right guard spot?
I'm not worried about the guard.
How about the blitz? The blitz, Hugh.
We got weapons for that.
We had weapons last year.
Yeah, we got better weapons now. We got better.
But you know what I really wish? I really wish they would have worked on Jalen, like, reading defense a little better this offseason. You know, as far as his, you know, his fundamental game, like, he's great with it. You know what I'm saying? But that's, like, one of the biggest keys that he needs to add into his arsenal. And once he do that, man, he might be an unstoppable force.
Yeah, and I'm sure they have. It's just a matter of we're not really going to know until it's real, right? Like, they could drill him.
Till we see
it. Yeah, and they could practice it. But unless he feels like he's actually going to get hit, that's when it's real. And we'll see. Does he bail the pocket? Does he stay in there? Does he get to his check? We'll see it all. All right, Will, what are you thinking here? Child actor.
All right, since I boozed out yesterday, I'm going to try and think like you thinking again. All right, now, you just mentioned this, you know, this new movie came out, and it was like a childhood actor in it. So I'm thinking maybe you lead to that point. So how about Haley Joel Osment?
Yes. Yes, you nailed it, Will. You got it. Will's good at Hughes
I'm
clues.
I'm surprised. Will's starting to think like me a little bit.
I know. Well, unfortunately, if the whole audience does, we're all in trouble here. If everyone starts thinking like you.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of people out there.
I'm starting to convert some people, though.
Will, good stuff, man. You got the tickets to the Eagles official season kickoff watch party presented by Bud Light at the Link Friday, September 6th. Kick off the 2024 NFL season with fellow Birds fans and watch the Eagles take on the Green Bay Packers live from the stadium seats. So you watched another movie with Haley Joel last night?
I went to the movies last night, right? And I saw what was it called?
You tell me. You went
Blink Twice.
Blink Twice.
Horrible movie.
That bad, huh?
Yeah, but it was funny because Haley Joel Osment is in a movie and he looks exactly like he did when he was a little boy, but he has a beard.
When you brought it up this morning, I Googled him, right? And I mean, it's a carbon copy of him in The Sixth Sense, yeah. Except he's just got a beard.
He's a little chunky. He's a little chunky, but man, he looks just like he did when he was a little boy, like somebody just painted a beard on his face.
So to go back to the clue, the last clue you gave, he played Forrest Gump Jr.
Yeah.
In Forrest Gump.
I didn't know that. When you told me, I was like, seriously? And then I had to look it up, but yeah.
Remember at the end, Jenny's like, this is your son. And
yeah,
then,
but I remember that scene, but yeah. I don't remember his face. So yeah, I remember, and the next clue would have been like some Sixth Sense. You know, he was in the Sixth Sense here. They shot that here in Philly, right?
Well, that's an M. Night Shyamalan movie, and he's a local guy.
Yeah.
Well, if they did, it kind of slipped my mind. I did it here. But that was kind of peak Haley Joel Osment.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize he was still acting until you said you saw a movie with him last night.
Man, the movie was, it was called Blink Twice.
It was good?
Had Channing Tatum.
Yeah, was it a good movie?
Nah. Okay. I didn't like it because, to be honest, I'm going to be full transparent. I think it made women look bad. Mm. I really do. I think that the premise of the movie, I understand that this was Zoe Kravitz, you know, first directing debut, Lenny Kravitz's daughter. But I just think the premise of the movie really made women look shallow. I really do. And it was bad. When you watch, if you've seen it, like I'm curious to know what you think. I just thought it was bad. I thought it was a bad look.
Well, I'm glad you went to see it because it spurred on today's Hughes Clues.
Yes.
That's all that matters here. The fact that we thought of Haley Joel Osment because of that. All right, 215-592-9494. That's a hot board. I want to give everyone the early poll results. First half of the show today on today's discussion.
I feel good about this.
I mean, you got a lot of people out there thinking like Hugh Douglas. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. So early on in the show today, are the Eagles more likely to win the Super Bowl or miss the playoffs? 68% believe the Eagles are more likely to win the Super Bowl than miss the playoffs.
You know what? I just want to thank the people for listening to me for this whole year.
Is this an acceptance speech?
Yeah. I'm just saying, listen to me for the whole year and starting to realize that even though it's a little bit, I have some abstract thinking, I know what I'm talking about. And they start to believe me. You ain't got to play them cuts.
Whatever you want to call it.
You ain't got to play them. They're starting to hear what I'm saying, Joe, and they understand exactly what I'm saying.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Is that what we're saying? Okay.
Plant-based, rise up. The plant-based people, rise it up. Emmanominy.
Well, now that you gave your acceptance speech, then let me put you back in your place a little bit. Who would win in a foot race, Hugh Douglas or Kyle Schwarber? You're getting rocked. 88%. Who's voting for the modern day Hugh Douglas against Schwarber?
It's people voting with their heart, not their head.
Well, that's what we do. That's what we do here in Philly. That's what we do.
So we're throwing logic straight out the window?
Out the window.
I guess that is what we do on this show. All right, coming up. There was a story yesterday at The Athletic. They did their quarterback tiers, right? So it's not just a ranking of the quarterbacks, but tiers. Tier one, tier two. So we'll tell you where Jalen Hurts came in, but then we'll let you listen to or hear some of the quotes in there about Jalen Hurts. The people that were commenting on him, they spilled their beans. I mean, they said what they thought about Jalen Hurts and where he is the quarterback.
They kept it a bean.
They did keep it a bean. We'll read that to you next. 215-592-9494. Plus, Baldy was asked this morning to rank a group of four quarterbacks, including Jalen. Where did he put him? We'll play that next as well, right here on the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we are heading into the most wonderful time of the year, football season, everybody. And what's on my menu for football season? You know, pork, of course. Get ready for game day with Hatfield.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. you get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at MyBob's.com to play now.